44% of shops are never getting paid for destructive weld testing. Not sometimes, not rarely, never. The Who Pays for What survey just dropped that number for the second year in a row, and it went up. That's not a billing problem. That's insurers running a play they know works because most shops don't push back with documentation. Here's the thing. Destructive weld testing is required by OEM procedures on structural repairs. It's not optional. It's not a line item you're padding. If the procedure calls for it, you built it and they denied it, that's not a negotiation. That's a documented denial of a required operation. The fix isn't arguing on the phone. The fix is having the OEM procedure page number in your supplement before you submit. Attach it. Cite it. Make them deny it in writing with that document sitting right there. Most adjusters won't. And the ones who do just handed you an escalation path. Look, the survey says only 25% of shops are getting paid for this regularly, which means 75% of shops doing structural work are either eating it or not billing it at all. At anywhere from $50 to $150 a test, that's real money walking out the door on every single structural RO. And here's your Monday morning line for your estimator. If it's in the OEM procedure, it goes on the estimate. Every time. Not when you feel like fighting, every time.